Turning to news from Europe now, and four IRA dissidents were found liable yesterday for Northern Ireland's worst terrorist attack in a civil case brought by the victims' families. Belfast's High Court Justice found real IRA leader Michael McKevitt liable for the 1998 bombing in the market town of Omagh, in which 29 people died. Four others were also found liable, but a fifth man was cleared of involvement. Mr Justice Morgan awarded more than £1.6 million in damages to 12 named relatives who filed the suit. No one has been convicted for the bombing in a criminal case. We spoke to Belfast-based political analyst Robin Wilson about the ruling.
The bereaved are all individuals and they all have individually different reactions to all of this, but I'm sure that at least for some of them it will give them a feeling that the judicial system has, in this civil rather than criminal form at least, been able to render certain individuals accountable. To what degree even the damages will be recoverable from the individuals concerned is, of course, another matter entirely, but I very much doubt that the money is the primary consideration in the minds of the victims and their families. It highlights a much wider problem, of course, about the messy way in which what people euphemistically call the Northern Ireland Troubles have been concluded, and of course events in recent weeks with the distant Republican killings and the very recent loyalist killing have shown that the Troubles haven't quite come to an end. But the messy aspect of it has been that large numbers of people have not been rendered accountable for very serious crimes, and the general approach in government has been one of drawing a line in the sand, which is attractive from the point of view of government, but not very attractive from the point of view of those who are left.